She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
When you have to travel, there are so many things to keep in mind and keep track of and make sure you pack this and you didn't forget that. But what about being safe in terms of toxic-free travel? Well, luckily, we've got Lisa and Ron Barris. They join us here twice a month on Naturally Savvy, and we're going to dive right in. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Ron.
Hello. Yes, we did some traveling, and I'm sure you did, too, over the holidays. This is fresh on everyone's mind. And, you know, there was a study conducted by the University of Virginia that found people infected with a cold that spent the night in a hotel room left contagious germs on 35% of the objects that they touched. Ew! So, so my first step is to BYOB or BYOP, which is bring your own barrier cover or your own pillow, because basically those airline pillows and the hotel pillows and blankets, as we know, are slept on, sneezed, and drooled on by numerous guests before they're really washed. So lurking in just about every mattress and pillow are skin cells, human hair, bodily secretions, fungi, bacteria, dust mites, lint, insect parts, pollen, and the list goes on. So what I suggest... yeah, fun.
I mean, they see the look on our faces right now. They're just like horrified and disgusted.
Just to paint a picture. What I do, and I've been doing this for years, is to get a little child-size travel pillow there, and get an organic one, of course. Certified organic. I have a natural latex baby pillow or child's pillow with an organic cover, and I take it with me on the plane. I use it on the plane, and then I sleep with it too when I get to my hotel room, and then when I get home, I throw the cover in the wash, and I put the pillow in the dryer to kill any dust mites. So that is a really easy thing to do.
So what do you do then when the housekeepers come in and clean the room and your pillow's on the bed?
You hide it.
You hide it. Yeah, you can stick it in a drawer. Yeah, definitely stick it in a drawer or put it wherever you want. But that's just such a simple thing that you can do. And I can give you some links to where you can get these pillows.
Awesome.
So
that
moving
good.
On to step number two is clean your hands, sans the chemicals, right? We don't want to be using nasty, toxic hand sanitizers. So we've got half of the air in the airplane being recirculated and our exposure to germs, viruses, ozone, even engine fumes, pesticides, and flame retardants is enough to make us all a little motion sick, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I get sick every single time I fly. Every time. And it's the smell of the plane. Yeah, it's not just the motion. It's the smell of the plane.
It does not do me well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
I don't like to fly.
Yeah, I know. And that's why these tips are so important, because there are things we can do. So with sanitizers, you know, everyone's going antibacterial overload. And most traditional sanitizers contain over 60% alcohol, which is required by the CDC. Otherwise, they're ineffective. But they can also contain synthetic fragrances, which we know are extremely toxic to our endocrine system, propylene glycol, parabens, and the list goes on. So we really want to look for natural hand sanitizers. And these are going to usually use ethanol or ethyl alcohol in place of the isopropanol. And they're not going to have all those other preservatives and fragrances. So even according to the Food Safety Network at Kansas State University, they found hand sanitizers aren't as effective as hand washing at removing viruses, spores, and fungi. And that's true, right? We've heard that a million times. Like, it's better to hand wash. Really get in there and scrub those hands. Sing happy birthday while you're washing so you make sure you get in between your fingers and under your nails. And even the Purdue University revealed that hand sanitizers don't reduce the amount of bacteria on hands, and sometimes may even increase it. So you want to avoid hand sanitizers that have those ingredients I mentioned, parabens, carbamer, isopropyl alcohol, fragrance, and perfume. And a couple brands I like. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, you know, what I love to do is I travel with Cleanwell. I think I use thymol oil, and I'll use theirs if I wanted something antibacterial, but I use Nature Care. I use their wipes, and I take them with me. They have organic... They just came out with organic makeup wipes, but I use their regular baby wipes, and I'll use them to clean when I sit down in the chair. I'll clean the movie screen off in front of me, the actual screen. I'll clean the hands, the hands on the seat. I'll use it for my own hands. I'll use it for my kids. Like, I literally, like, Nature Care. I think I keep them in business when I'm traveling. It's hilarious.
Exactly. Someone hits the jackpot when they get your seat next, you know?
Oh, yeah, so for sure.
Exactly.
That's right. The Cleanwell is another good brand of children's wipes, and they're alcohol-free, and they're great for kids, but they're also good to travel with. All-terrain hand sands is good. It's natural, biodegradable. And then the EO hand sanitizer. These are all, like, plant-based oils that they're using, so those are a better way to go if you're going to go hand sanitizer.
Oh, that's good to know. That's what I was curious about. So, Andrea, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was wondering, I'll see the alternative hand sanitizers, and I'll wonder if that's a good thing to use.
You know what I did? Yeah. I wrote an article on Naturally Savvy. I wrote an article not too long ago because it was like my five tips for staying healthy while traveling. But Lisa, continue on, because I mean, I think this is great, because I think for most people, we don't think about it when we're traveling, right? So that's why these are important to kind of really dig into.
Yeah, we don't think. We've got so much on our mind when we're traveling, getting there, packing the correct things. But, you know, I just got sick myself over the holidays. And of course, that was a wake-up call for me because, you know, we all live such a healthy life. We kind of sometimes take it for granted. And, you know, I wasn't being as prudent with certain things that I knew I should have been. So, because I hadn't gotten sick. And I mean, I haven't been sick in like 10 years, honestly. So, you know, it is a little reminder that you just, there's so many people traveling in and out. You've got to be careful. So my next step is to BYOP, which is bring your own personal care products. Now, that sounds like a no-brainer. However, a lot of people do end up using the body washes, the shampoos, the soaps, everything that's in the hotel because it's convenient, right? But you really want to bring these and avoid using those products that are full of hidden toxins, right? So look for, you know, healing organic products. Bring products that use essential oils, the ones that are actually going to remove more dirt than the soap that's found in your hotel room anyway and are also going to kill more germs. So that's so simple. We want to avoid parabens.
You know what?
Want to avoid fragrances.
Absolutely. And what the great thing is, you can get the little travel size if you go to Whole Foods or any of these, you know, natural product stores. You can get little travel size of shampoo and conditioner. And there's a great product called Soap Sticks. I found them online when I was doing research for the article. And it's literally like a deodorant stick, and it's soap. So you can put it into your bag, and it won't spill and get all grimy and yucky, but you don't have to use the hotel soap. It's such a great product.
That's perfect. And it's not a liquid, so you can travel. Yeah, and leaving these
It's great.
Leaving these also in your carry-on, if you can use the smaller bottles, is great, because if you do get stuck, you want to make sure you have all that with you. That also happened to Ron and I over the holidays, and we had to get to the hotel and use whatever we had because we didn't have our stuff in our bag. So that's a really important tip.
It is. And then the next tip, actually, is you are what you eat. So it goes without saying, if you want to avoid the airline food or the airport food, pack your own food. And this was really helpful, Lisa and I, because we actually got caught standby a few different times. So pack organic apple slices, carrot sticks, nuts, you know, healthy low-fat protein bars. I like those as well. But there's a reason behind this beyond the health. It really has to do with the waste, because in addition to eating healthier, it's been estimated that nationwide U.S. airports generate 425,000 tons of waste, and is expected to increase by 45% this year, ultimately. And this is by the NRDC. So we have to be mindful of what we're taking with us.
Yeah, and
so just
you
quickly.
Can, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you, Lisa. Just quickly, we have about not even a minute. Yeah, probably 40 seconds left. But I'm just curious. When you say waste, Ron, what are you specifically? You're talking about food waste. Like, just get a little bit more into detail, really quickly, about that.
Oh, it's a combination of all waste. You know, from the containers, the beverage containers, to the actual food itself, and it's the storage. You know, of this. So when you're opting out not to purchase some of this food, it's basically just a waste haven.
The plastics, the utensils, the packaging, the can. Well, I think they recycle the cans, but, you know, there's so much plastic in all the food packaging as well. And so bring your own lunchbox or laptop lunches or bento boxes even are great. They fit right on your tray table, and you can have your own healthy, organic, wonderful meal while traveling.
Well, we love that. Guys, you're awesome. I mean, I think we can go on for like an hour just to have a show.
I know.
Lisa. It's like ridiculous because we love to have like the back and forth interaction. Well, you guys are great. If you want to learn more about Ron and Lisa, visit them on Facebook at Ron and Lisa, the Healthy Home Dream Team, or our Twitter, Ron and Lisa. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay and travel clean and healthy. Stay well.